Hey fam, welcome to the Prophetic Listening Podcast, the art of hearing God's perfect will. The podcast that invites you to tune into God's guidance and discover his flawless plan for your life. I'm Michelle Honora, your host, and I'm thrilled to have you here. I'm an author, speaker, and spiritual direction coach, as well as the founder and director of the Center for Prophetic Listening. In a world filled with noise and distractions, finding clarity in God's will can be a challenge, especially if you're facing significant life transitions. Whatever challenges you're encountering, you're about to learn how to discern God's perfect will for both significant and everyday situations. So tune in, open your heart, and embark with me on this sacred quest to hear God's voice and discern his perfect will for your life. Welcome to the Prophetic Listening Podcast. Hey guys, welcome to another episode of the Prophetic Listening Podcast. Super stoked that you are here with me. I want to talk to you guys today about an interesting topic that the Lord just kind of dropped into my spirit, literally just now before I hit record. I'm going to call this episode Prophetic Strategies. And what do I mean by that? Basically, when God gives you a download of what he wants you to do to handle either a problem, a situation, or just giving you strategies for, you know, your next steps. And this is such a, I honestly think of it as kind of an inheritance that we as Christians, as believers, get to enjoy when we're connected with and in relationship with the God of the universe, the God who knows the end from the beginning, who knows the exact number of our days. He knows the exact number of hairs on our heads. And he already has a divine solution for whatever it is that we are going through. And I don't know about you, but it's easier for me to remember that for other people than it is to remember that for myself sometimes. But I wanted to share a story about a time that God really just showed up in a powerful way and so crystal clearly deposited a strategy for me that worked and really carried me for a season. So we're going to rewind a few years ago when I was in my mid-20s and I was living in San Diego, California, and I had a pretty old car. I had a 1996 Nissan Maxima that I had purchased when I was in college. And so the year was 2016 or 2017. I think it was 2016. Anyway, the car was 20 years old and it was definitely communicating that it was 20 years old. I mean, it was a very good car. It was very reliable. I got the vehicle for like $1,800, and it had carried me through college. I'd actually driven it cross country without issue. It didn't give me a stitch of problems in the roughly six years that I'd owned it. But it was also a 1996 Nissan Maxima, and it started to, there were certain lights that started to appear on the dashboard that were a bit concerning. And thankfully I had a very honest mechanic who took a look at it and he just really liked me. And so he was always cutting me deals and he was also very honest. And so I just, I'm really grateful for the work that he did. But one day I ran into an issue with my car where it was either making this weird noise or a light came on the dashboard. Something happened with it that was pretty concerning. And my mechanic, I'll never forget this, he gave me the keys to my car when he was done working on it. And he said, you know, it should be running for now. Like you're safe. You're good to go to work. But don't put any more money in this car. Like that's what he said. He gave me the key and he said, don't put any more money in this car. And for any of you who have had a car that has given you issues or maybe is older or something like that, you know that that's basically a death sentence from your mechanic letting you know, hey, this vehicle, it's done. It's done. Anything else that you would put into it would be a waste of money, a waste of time, a waste of energy. It's time for you to get a new car, was basically what he was telling me. Only problem was I didn't have anywhere near the money to get a new car. That car I paid for in cash when I was in college, and I'd had other expenses, and I didn't have the time or the luxury of saving for a new car. And I didn't believe in getting a loan to get a car. I was definitely on that Dave Ramsey kick of, buy it in cash and don't have a car note. And so it was very stressful to hear that. And I didn't know what I was going to do. I didn't know how long the car had until it completely gave out. And I was concerned, and I also was a little bit worried because over time, like the light that kept coming on to, I think it was, I'm trying to remember which light it was, if it was an oil light, or there was some type of leak that was happening in the vehicle that they informed me was it was just going to continue to leak, and that they would basically have to do some serious extensive work in removing, I think, the engine, and I think they also said there was something, the transmission was like indicating that it was going to go. So it was enough that he said, it's better for you to just get a new car. This car is 20 years old. The amount of money that you would have to pour into it would be the equivalent of you just getting a new car. So I was freaking out. I was a bit stressed, and I basically prayed, and I was like, Lord, I don't know what to do. You know the situation, you know my finances, you know I'm barely getting by. This is Southern California. I live with roommates. Even though I have a full-time job, I definitely wasn't making a livable wage to be able to get a new car, especially at in short notice. And so I just asked the Lord, like, please show me, tell me what to do. I don't know what to do with this situation. I'm giving this into your hands, and thank you for keeping my car running for the time being. Well, I don't remember how long between the time that mechanic gave me the bad news and when I dreamt this, but I ended up having a dream. I don't think it was that long though, maybe like a week or two. But I ended up having a dream one night, and in the dream, I was sitting in my car, and the car was refusing to start. And myself, in the dream, I put my hand on the steering wheel, and I basically commanded it. I said, in the name of Jesus, I command you to start to work in perfect functioning order and to get me to my destination without issue. And I just kept declaring that and starting the car and declaring that and basically trying to get the ignition going. And finally, the car started and it ran, and I was able to drive it, and I didn't have any issues. And then I woke up. And as soon as I woke up, I knew exactly what the Lord was telling me. He was telling me, Michelle, for as long as you have this vehicle, you are to lay your hand on it, declare and decree that it will work for you just fine, and not worry about it. And guys, that is what I did for the next 2.5 years. I laid my hand on the steering wheel every single time I got in that car, and I just said it. And it was very quick. It was a very, I didn't belabor it. It was very quick. In the name of Jesus, I command you to work in perfect functioning order. I plead the blood. I think I plead the blood of Jesus over this car, and I declare and decree I will get to my destination without issue, or something like that. And every single time, literally every single time I got stepped into my car, that is what I declared. And without fail, that car started and took me to and from the destination, whatever, wherever I needed to go. That car was as reliable in those last 2 years as it was the first year I got it. And even when I drove it to the Cash for Clunkers, program to get rid of the car and turn it over to the state because it was time to let it go, I still was able to drive it there. I was still able to drive it there. I had to let it go because it definitely was dying, and it was time. And it wasn't going to pass any sort of smog inspection or anything that was coming up for it. So it, I had to let it go. But I drove it to its final destination. Like I literally drove it because every single time I just declared and decreed, and the Lord kept that vehicle running without issue. I think my mechanic would look at me every time I would pull up for either an oil change or something, or just a visit, and he'd be like, "You still have that car? You still have that car? That car is still working." I'm like, "Yeah, it's still working. Thank the Lord." And so, guys, that's just an example of prophetic strategy. It was a strategy that the Lord released to me through my dreams, in my subconscious state, and then woke me up with the awareness that that was the plan, that was the strategy, that's what he wanted me to do moving forward. And I just knew it. There was no doubt in my mind. It was like an instruction directly from heaven. This is what you need to do in order to keep your car and in order to be able to still use it for the time left that you have it. And I'm telling you, I didn't have a single issue with it. I didn't have to take it to the mechanic after that. It just worked. So I know that that's a very small or pretty minor example, but actually, it was not minor for me back then. It was a pretty big deal, and God totally came through. But I want you to think about what area in your life are you needing God's divine strategy? What area in your life do you need the Lord to give you his perspective and his instructions on your part to play, what you need to do, what he wants you to do in order to come to a positive outcome and a resolution? Whatever that is, I want to strongly encourage you, first of all, seek it out, get his guidance, let him know, hey, I want to hear what you have to say about this. I want to know your perspective. I want to know your plans. And I want you to know, I want to know what you want me to do. If there's a role I have to play. Now, if he tells you, hey, you just need to wait and trust me, then yeah, you just need to wait and trust him. And sometimes, honestly, that word is even more difficult than when you get an instruction, because if you're anything like me, you like to do something. You like to feel like you are proactive in a solution. But if there are times, though, when he does tell us, hey, this is what you need to do. I mean, think of Joshua and the Israelites having to circle the walls of Jericho seven times, and playing music and making noise while they were circling those walls seven times. I mean, he gave, that's a very unorthodox instruction. Or, you know, Gideon and the 300, the instruction that he gave Gideon to with the clay pots, and what they had to do in order to defeat the, I think it was the Philistines. So he has plans and he has strategies, and there are times when he is just waiting for you to ask him to release the strategy so that you can implement what he wants you to do. And if you notice, he gets the glory from it. There is literally no reason why my car should have continued working for 2.5 years after my mechanic told me that it was time to turn it in. It was but for the grace of God that he partnered with the strategy that he gave me and partnered with my faith and made it work. And I'm just so grateful. There's another situation. I have another car story too, where God totally came in and just showed up and showed off, but I'm not gonna share it on this episode. Anyway, I hope that this was encouraging to you guys. This is a shorter episode, if you can already tell, but I pray that it's a blessing for you. And yeah, let me know your thoughts. Let me know if you have ever experienced a strategic download from the Holy Spirit. Let me know if whether it was in a dream or maybe you were awake and you just had a thought kind of just drop into your spirit, or you just had a knowing of what to do out of nowhere, not necessarily your natural skill, but you just knew that you knew that you knew this was the next step you needed to take. We all have experience with receiving wisdom and strategy from God, and we just need to be more attuned to it and more open to receiving it. All right, I will talk to you guys later. God bless and have a wonderful, wonderful week. Bye. Hey, Fam Fam, I want to thank you for taking the time to watch this episode. I really, really hoped that you were blessed by it. If this taught you anything about hearing God more clearly, about listening to Him with other people, if it inspired you watching other people connect with the voice of God, I want to encourage you, share this show. Don't be greedy. Don't keep this all to yourself. Share this show. Let other people know about the Prophetic Listening Podcast. Share it on your social. Text a friend about it. Bring it up in conversation. Whatever that looks like for you. Also, if you could do me a huge solid and leave a review, guys, that helps increase visibility. There is nothing like word of mouth traction. So please leave a review. Lastly, if you want to connect with me on social media, you can hit me up on Instagram at TheMichelleAnora. You can also find my work, my resources, my e-courses, as well as the certification program on www.propheticlistening.com. Thank you again. Tune into the next episode. We're here every week. Can't wait to see you on the flip side. God bless.